Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Belgium prosecutors have identified and issued an arrest warrant for a new suspect in Tuesday's attacks on the Brussels airport and a metro station. They did not confirm that he is the third Brussels airport suicide bomber seen in an airport security camera video alongside two men who blew themselves up there. Meantime, organizers have postponed today's March for Solidarity in Belgium after the country's interior minister appealed to the residents not to attend because police are too stretched with the investigation into the attacks. Emmanuel Foulon is the march organizer.
I think the most important is the safety of the citizens. So, of course, we wanted to organize a march, but if there is any risk, we have to cancel. And we will postpone it. And there will be demonstration, organized or not organized, because people need to be together and to live together, and they need also to have solidarity in their life.
31 people died in Tuesday's attacks, and more than 250 others were wounded. A suspected suicide bomber detained before she could detonate explosives in a town on Cameroon's northern border with Nigeria says she is one of the girls kidnapped from a Nigerian school in 2014, kidnapped by the insurgent group Boko Haram. Local leaders said the 15-year-old girl looked tired and malnourished and could not give them more details about how she and other captives had been treated. Syrian activists and state media are saying pro-government forces retook control of Palmyra 10 months after Islamic State militants seized control of the ancient city and destroyed monuments that had stood for nearly 2,000 years. This is VOA News. In his weekly address, President Obama said he has offered the Prime Minister of Belgium the full array of U.S. support, bringing to justice any terrorist involved in planning or aiding in the Brussels attack. Islamic State claimed responsibility. Mr. Obama said this coming week, when dozens of world leaders come to Washington for a nuclear security summit, they will use the opportunity to also review joint efforts against the IS militants.
We've ramped up our intelligence cooperation so that we can root out ISIL's operations, and we constantly review our homeland security posture to remain vigilant against any efforts to target the United States.
Mr. Obama said another part of the fight against the Islamic State is to be open to the people who are fleeing the militants' takeover of parts of Iraq and Syria. A prominent Chinese internet activist living in New York says Chinese authorities have detained three members of his family in southern China in a push to find the author of an open letter calling for the resignation of President Xi Jinping. Wen Yunxiao said his parents and younger brother have been missing since Tuesday, days after he says the government harassed his family over his suspected role in circulating the letter. Wen, a vocal critic of Beijing, has denied involvement in the letter, saying he only linked it on his Twitter account after the letter had been published in China. President Xi has mounted a widespread effort to censor internet coverage in China to eliminate opinions that differ from those of the Communist Party leaders. Turning to U.S. politics, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has won the Democratic presidential caucuses in the state of Washington and Alaska. Sanders continues to trail former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Richard Shields is a Clinton supporter.
I'm hoping that Hillary is going to listen to Bernie after the election to bring him into the government and make sure that his talents are used and that he's listened to. But I think Hillary is the one. Hillary is the one that's electable and has the talents that we need.
Hawaiians also voted on Saturday. They are still counting their votes. Christians around the world celebrate Easter today, the holiday that marks what Christians believe is the day of resurrection of Jesus on the third day after his crucifixion. It is the holiest day in the Christian calendar. Pope Francis, leader of the world's Roman Catholics, presides over an Easter Mass. In a week that included terrorist violence in Belgium, Francis concluded an Easter vigil on Saturday with a message of hope, saying darkness and fear must not prevail and imprison the world with pessimism. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.